Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night AxelMe Training Call Series. We're glad you're with us tonight. This is a remarkable moment in our company's history, and this is a remarkable moment in your experience because you're about to hear one of the most influential, powerful speakers in this AxelMe Training Call Series. Craig Bryson, founding distributor, is our featured guest speaker tonight. Now, by way of introducing Craig to everyone in our audience, let me draw some comparisons that I think in very, very true form are vivid and they're accurate. It's also one of the best ways that I can give you a true understanding of our speaker's background and his significance to our business. Let me ask you this. What are some of the qualities and the characteristics that come to mind when you think of these three men? Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple. Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon. Elon Musk, co-founder of PayPal and Tesla. Well, for each one, you'd probably think of terms like visionary, brilliant, leadership, contribution. Well, you know what? Craig Bryson epitomizes these qualities and so many more. He began his Nu Skin business 34 years ago as a founding distributor. He's at the top of this organization. And in the years that followed, Craig developed one of the largest, most profitable businesses in the entire networking industry. He's earned many, many tens of millions of dollars with his Nu Skin business, thanks to his own efforts and to the power at the Nu Skin compensation plan, which, by the way, is the compensation plan that Craig himself developed in 1984. Craig's recognized worldwide as one of the most influential, successful networking entrepreneurs in the field, and he's a true visionary, a selfless leader, and a humble yet powerful force within the networking industry. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to take some notes so that you will truly own the information and the message that Craig's going to share with us during the next 30 minutes. You made a wise decision indeed to spend some time with Nu Skin's founding distributor, Craig Bryson. Welcome, Craig.
Wow, that was a buildup. I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to saying a few things this evening. By way of explanation, I am at my sheep ranch on the California coast. I have 320 acres on the Sonoma, Mendocino county line. I overlook the ocean, and it is a beautiful evening. The downside is that the nearest town to me has 500 people, and that's the biggest town, for an hour in either direction. And that, as a consequence, the cell service is sometimes, shall I say, uncertain. And so hopefully we're going to make it through the next half an hour without any difficulties. Generally, we do, but it is an isolated spot. It is a lovely, gorgeous spot, and the ocean is lovely this evening. And so I am looking forward to taking a few minutes of your time. If I can talk about what we face out there in the world together, all of us share, our commercial space. We all are dealing with the same things in terms of changes and product changes that come about. None of us are left out from the uncertainty and the growth and the excitement that is occurring simultaneously within our society. It's interesting. About a couple weeks ago, I read an article. And it was a countdown list of companies that very well could go out of business over the course of the next year. And that there weren't any surprises on that list, and there's not going to be any surprise to the two companies that I'm going to mention. But they mentioned top of the list, Sears and Penney's. Sears and Penney's have been, in the death spiral for quite a few years now. They're selling off their real estate and closing stores as they try to husband their resources, trying to figure out what to do in the modern world. And that they're having difficulty doing that. And so they're on the top of the list. Retailing is suffering in part because of online purchases. Everyone on the call tonight, I'm sure, has made purchases online, and each and every day, more and more people spend more and more money online. Certainly, Amazon is getting the largest share of this, but they're not the only ones. One of the most interesting things that is taking place is how Walmart, that has been the dominant force in retailing, has decided they are not going to go the way of Sears and Penney's. They bought an app called Jet.com a couple of years ago, and they've just this month relaunched that app. Just today, for those of you who follow the business news, they bought CornerShop.com, which is a food deli app, and that they are launching a grocery with same-day delivery service in New York City as they try to figure out the world that is being created by Amazon. And they have made a declaration, so to speak, that they are not going to be put out of business and they're not going to be crippled in the same way that Sears and Penny's seem to be struggling in that regard. And so that there is a commercial world that is in upheaval, and certainly retailing is part of that. But in a very real sense, that same type of upheaval is taking place in the direct sales industry. The direct sales industry has been touched by online purchasing as well. It's been touched by the changes, not as much as retailing and brick-and-mortar stores, but it's been touched by those same type of shifting personalities in terms of who's buying what and where. Just today, if you follow the stock market, Avon, one of the queens of direct sales that have been around for 130 years, I think it is, that does tens of billions of dollars worldwide, their stock today closed for less than $2 a share. And you look at that and say, wow, you know, they still do a lot of revenue. Why on earth would a direct sales company close at less than $2 a share? And the reason is that the investors don't believe that Avon has a future. In the same way that they have bid down the prices for Sears and Penny's, is that the investors look over the landscape and they don't believe that Avon is going to be able to, even though they have lots of revenue still, that they're going to be able to participate in the modern world. And so that as a consequence, their stock has been bouncing around from about $1.50 a share to $2 a share. And so that if they go below a dollar, they will be delisted off the stock exchange. And that's because people have their doubts about whether they're going to be able to make it in the modern world. But this is what goes on out there, and everyone is caught in it. Even those people that are dominant, I mean, just dominant right now. Microsoft had their own difficulties. Microsoft, whose stock is up about, I think it's at $110 a share. They were stuck at $21, $22 a share for a long time because no one thought they're going to be able to break out of the prison of just having an operating system. And so as the computers gave way to mobile, everyone felt like, they're not going to be able to make that transition. But they did. They got involved in cloud computing, and as a consequence, they've reestablished themselves because they were able to place a bet on the future, and they're winning that bet. Even Google, which we look at as a powerhouse, the ad business is changing. Google has certainly changed it themselves, and that they have sucked out the ads that used to go to newspapers and used to go to magazines, and newspapers and magazines are all failing. But the ad business has changed, and Google's not immune from that change. If people are doing ad blockers, and they come to realize that the pop-up ads that force their way onto your screen, you're paying for that in terms of your data price. And so as a consequence, there are some rebellions in the way ads work. Google has had issues on that. Facebook has topped out as well in terms of North America as far as subscribers and users. And so each of these companies, even though they're the best out there, even though they have had the years of growth, each and every day that passes, things change, the market changes, and everyone who wants to go into the future has to stay abreast of those changes. That change, and they have to understand that they're going to have to embrace whatever technology that comes along, and that isn't just Sears and Penny's, nor is it just Avon. It's also those companies themselves that have been leading the way over the course of the last 10 years. Direct sales has some immunity from some of that turmoil, And that's because that direct sales is all about personal introduction. So the ad business can come and go, but personal introduction remains the same because people like to talk to an individual. People take the advice of their relatives and their friends and their coworkers in a way that can't be generated in terms of online ads. And so the direct sales business is going to do very well in this this new world. The question is Nu Skin going to be able to participate in it? I mean, we can sit here and we can talk about the gig economy. We can talk about people having multiple sources of income as the job market fractures, and that it looks very good in terms of the potential for direct sales in general and Nu Skin in particular. But Nu Skin isn't resting just on those changes. If those of you who have been involved in the business, you know that the new marketing plan has been adjusted to reflect the needs of the millennial generation. So they pay out money not on a 30-day cycle, not on a weekly cycle, but on a daily cycle. Because that's what's needed today as opposed to what was needed three decades ago. But it's not just that. Nu Skin has introduced a new app to facilitate their online purchasing environment, and that they are working to make sure that that environment is appealing and productive to both the consumer and to distributors. We have, as a consequence, we have quite a few people who are being successful with online sales. Over the course of the last 2 years, it's been the most dynamic area of our business. Young individuals have been able to use their presence online to create organizations that have produced meaningful incomes for themselves, and that they, each and every day, they are learning what they have to do, not just to make that income for today, but also to facilitate their advent into the world of tomorrow. And so we've got lots of examples of online success of distributors, some quite young, that are doing the business in a way that wasn't possible 5 or 6 years ago. Also, there is an awareness. We have a group of people that are working together that are aware of the changes, because you can't, as an individual, go it alone. And in this world, shared knowledge is a very important part of whether you're going to be successful or not. And one thing that network marketing has is shared knowledge. You have an organization that shares the knowledge of how things work and what is working today, so that you don't have to be fearful that all the burdens of advancement will be on your shoulders, because that shared knowledge is a big part of whether people are successful or not. And a network within the context of a direct sales company provides that shared knowledge, and it can't be underestimated how important that is in today's world. But there are other things, some big, some small. The company's working on bots, and this is where you can have a conversation on the internet, and it is a machine-generated conversation. This will make the business more productive for the distributors, and that is, after all, how wealth is created. It's the creation of income that is limited in terms of time that is spent to create that income. In other words, you want to make more money spending less time, and bots, which will do this, and it is also the very first step that the company is taking into the world of AI. Artificial intelligence is certainly going to be the future for all of us, and so Nu Skin recognizes this, and so that they're going to engage in bots, and they're going to use that as a platform to engage AI in a more complete manner. But all of this is attached to the millennial generation. Pew Research just came out and said that in their research, when they talk about millennials, they want everyone to understand that they're defining millennials as 22-year-olds to 36-year-olds. This is not a small consideration to anyone going into business right now. Is that the millennials at 36 are just entering into the commercial world. They're starting to make enough income to where they have an impact in terms of what is being created out there as far as products are concerned and how those products are sold. And that at 36, they have reached an age where they understand that aging itself is something that they're going to have to deal with. Perhaps that might come as a surprise to them, but it is a facet of what's taking place. At 36, they're moving into the health markets. At 36, they're moving into the skincare markets, and they're ballooning the sales in those companies that carry those products because you have 79 million people in the United States that are pushing into those markets and becoming aware. There is a larger trend also that has to be understood demographically. Over the course of the last 20 years, within the commercial world, we have had demographically two small cohorts of people. The baby boomers were in the middle. The older generation were those that were born during the Depression. They're called the silent generation, and then the X generation. And so in the commercial space that we've occupied over the last 20 years, we've had two small demographics and one large demographic. Now with the advent of the millennials, we're going to have two large demographic groups and one small. The implications of that is profound. As the 79 million millennials pile in to our space, not just in terms of our commercial space and the products that we sell, but also in terms of the business space and the opportunities that we offer as the gig economy takes deeper roots within the larger economy. These are things that create opportunities. Yes, products can come and they're successful and they can be in demand, and that's great. But they aren't necessarily those things that really determine large successes. Large successes tend to be determined by large components of the society that we're in. And that's what we're seeing here. Geographic components as well as technological components. And that this is something we have to understand if we make the decision to pursue Nu Skin and at what level we're going to pursue it. We want the biggest return on the time spent, and that is where wealth is created. Wealth is created through being productive, and that creating income with the least amount of effort, and that all these things lend itself to that type of environment. But it's not just that. There are other things that you have to ask yourself. What will be the outcome? Driverless cars are one of them that has caught my attention, because we don't know where driverless cars are going to take us. It's going to take us certainly into places where delivery of things are going to change, and that means that individual distributors could very well be competitive with Amazon and the Walmarts of the world, being able to deliver things within hours of ordering. We've got all these things that are taking place, and Nu Skin has made the declaration that they're going to keep up with those changes, and that it isn't something that I'm just telling you that it is going to happen. Is something that is happening and that is occurring, and that we have a new generation that has done very, very well in the last couple of years, and they're going to do even more in terms of successes, because they are 28, 29, 30. They're in the leading edge of that millennial demographic, and they're going to capture a good portion of it. And so that creating a sales organization and networking and connecting to those people is a quintessential part of how people can go forward today. And it's something that your upline, that the DeMays can show you how to do, because the network that exists within Nu Skin is keeping up with the changes, unlike some of our competitors. And so this is something that you all have to take a deep breath and look at. Some of you have used the product, and so you know that the history of Nu Skin has been a history of creating quality products that are in demand. Some of you have pursued the business for a while and so that you've gone out and sold products, and perhaps you sold them online, and that you've seen that this is a different world. This changes the nature of how introductions are made and products are moved to people who have, you know, hundreds if not thousands of followers on the social media. All these things are new. All these things are modern. All these things say that there's a future here. And it's worth a look for those of you who are just surveying the train. It's worth a look to take a deep breath and say, is this going to be something that I can invest myself in and get a return that's worthy of my time? And the answer to that is yes. And the more research you do, and the greater due diligence that you invest, the more you see that, this is a great place to be. This is the future, and the company, Nu Skin as a company, is making sure that they participate in that future. All right, so Dan, generally we take the last few minutes and I answer questions. And so let's throw it open and what questions that you might have that I can answer.
Well, Craig, it's really a tremendous bit of time to spend with you, and I can't imagine what that view is that you're looking at right now, but it's got to be gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. But I'll have to ask you a question that comes to mind first and foremost, and that is, if I'm not a millennial, and I'm not, and my wife, Cindy, is not, although she certainly looks like one, is there an opportunity for us?
Certainly. The nature of direct sales, the nature of network marketing is that you participate in the organization and the demographics of those that you sponsor. And so as a consequence, no one is shut out. The door isn't closed. If you're not a millennial, you just have to sponsor a millennial. And that is what's taking place. All these young distributors who have come in, those organizations are attached to people who are not millennials. They're in the X generation. They're the baby boomers. And those individuals are getting a big reward because of the efforts and the activities of the millennials. So no one is shut out from this by the nature of network marketing, is that you incorporate lots of people, as many as you can, into your organization, and that they have contact that you can't see, and that those people can bring assets into your organization that are unknown to you. And so it is one of the great things. I've made a lot of money in direct sales. It isn't because of what I've done in a day-to-day sort of way. It's because of the people who come in. You yourself are part of that that organization, so you certainly know how that works.
You know, Craig, a lot of people would assume, and I know that you're going to dispel this myth, but they would assume that it was easy for you. You were one of the founding distributors. It had to be just an amazingly simple journey for you to create this awesome organization. And they might become discouraged if they experience a little bit of rejection or some challenges along the way. What would you say to those people in particular?
Well, everyone owns their success. In other words, things don't, by and large, I mean, there might be one or two situations where things happen accidentally and someone has a great success and they didn't really deserve it. But most people earn the success that they get. And so as a consequence, you go out, and that you have to take, what you understand in terms of your knowledge right now, you take that into the marketplace, and as you go along, you increase your knowledge and you become more effective, and that as you become more effective, you get a better return. But that implies mistakes. That implies that you waste some time. That implies dash hopes because you have an individual that perhaps doesn't live up to their expectations or life circumstances. Take them elsewhere. And so everyone has problems, and certainly I have. But let me say this: is that the reason that I put forward the millennials as just something that's going to transform the business, is that 34 years ago, when I got into the business, it was the baby boomers that were coming into the marketplace. So I understand, in a personal way, the power of demographic impetus as these huge forces with tens of millions of people suddenly find themselves into the commercial space. And so I can't stress too much. I mean, you look at the import of the millennials. If you look at those leaders that have been in the business for 30 some odd years and have made millions and millions of dollars, they're all the same age. They were all 34, 35, 40, 32. They were all baby boom people at the head of that generation, and they participated in the surge that took place back, 34 years ago. And that's what's going to take place here. The demographics dictate it to be so. I mean, and that I've lived through those demographics, and I know the implications of what they can do, and that so do lots of people. Because lots of people were able to live within a growth market, and that they capitalized on the march of millions of people into that market. I can't overstress that. I just can't.
Well, you certainly have painted a beautiful picture for us, Craig. It's a great future we all have to look forward to, and certainly those of us who are in the Americas region, we'll get to see a little bit about what that company, New Skin Enterprises, is doing to stay ahead of the game. By attending the convention. It's less than a month away. It's in San Diego. It's going to be a great event. Register right away if you haven't done so already. And I'm sure Craig would echo my sentiments in that regard, that it's a well worthwhile investment of your time and resources to make it to that convention. Would that be so, Craig?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't mean to dismiss by not mentioning the implications of the international market. The international market has been very kind to me in terms of my organization spread into those markets, and they've generated lots of dollars. But I don't have to be someone that goes to China or goes to Hong Kong. That I built my business basically within the United States, and it spread organically. And that has implications that are almost beyond... understanding, because you're dealing with a market that has 7-8 billion people in it, and that the possibilities there are limitless as everything changes.
Absolutely. I want to thank our featured guest speaker tonight, Craig Bryson, founding distributor, joining us from his beautiful ranch in California. Again, thank you enough. Cindy and I really appreciate your time, Craig. I want to make sure our listeners share this podcast. It's going to be posted at the Axel Me Facebook page and axelme.com in a matter of moments. And also join us next Thursday, September 20 at 8 p.m. New York time for another installment in this series. But for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you have been privileged to hear from one of the most influential speakers in the industry, Craig Bryson. Thanks for joining us, our listeners, and thanks to you, Craig, for your time tonight. Good night, everyone.
Okay, thank you. Bye.